6 today.
Haiti rocked by the big one, 7.0 on the Richter scale. It's described as pure hell, striking near Port-au-Prince. We'll get to the latest there. Marie Antoinette said, let them eat cake. The president is saying, tax the bank bonuses. Conan tells NBC in so many words to take this job and shove it. I'll read you some of his kiss-off later. Will it be the end of Conan on NBC? Maybe not. Would you miss him if he wasn't there in that slot? He is the Tonight Show now, after all. Speaking of debuts, though, Sarah Palin made hers on Fox. How did she do? I watched, and I'll give you my thoughts on that. But first, let's jump back to the major, major disaster that slammed into Port-au-Prince, as I said. This is an impoverished country, folks. You guys know that, right? So the buildings they do have apparently were just crumbling right and left and everywhere else, including right near the National Palace. Here's Frank Williams, the national director of World Vision Haiti, and his description of what happened.
It's a pretty disconcerting situation. You've got pretty much people screaming kind of all around the city of Port-au-Prince, and our staff, we were in our building. It shook for about 35 seconds, and, you know, portions of things on the building fell off, and fortunately for us, our building remained standing, and none of our staff were injured, but lots of walls are falling down. Many of our staff had tried to leave, but were unsuccessful because walls from buildings and private residences fallen into the streets, so that it's pretty much blocked significantly most of the traffic. We have some aftershocks that we've experienced about 10-15 minutes after the original quake, and we have an unconfirmed report that the National Palace is severely damaged, as well as some other government building structures. So it's an ongoing situation, and I think, you know, people are, particularly if there's another aftershock, there's kind of a wail of, as people, you know, are very frightened by it, but most people are out in the streets and, you know, just kind of looking up, and several people, you know, lots of people are pretty, not holding it together emotionally, but So that's how it is on the ground.
I don't have any people listening to the show right now, driving down the road, or maybe you just rolled over for the second time in your bed and you kept us on your little clock radio and you're listening. I don't have any of you listening have ever been in an earthquake or the numerous aftershocks afterwards, but I'll tell you what, it's a very surreal experience. I've been in an earthquake, but further away from the epicenter, where chairs just rolled and somebody in a newsroom screamed out earthquake. And of course, I didn't grow up in earthquake territory, so the Californians, it seemed almost natural. They knew exactly what to do and weren't as concerned about it. But this is a major, major thing when you're talking about 7.0, and all of you understand what that means. That's a big number when it comes to earthquakes. So the actual pinpointing locations of this was 10 miles west of the capital. That's specifically where it slammed in or struck. And then you had all these aftershocks. One of the aftershocks, almost 6.0. So you got a city in darkness, thousands of people sitting around on the streets that basically don't have anywhere to go. After they get over the initial shock, then it's finding family and friends and also digging out the victims, having flashlights. And you're talking about a really poor country. And the casualties, I mean, hundreds of thousands, who knows at this point. At this point, they actually haven't even tried to release a number because it's impossible to tell. I mean, this is going to be major. I looked at some video that showed collapsed walls and the presidential palace you just heard described there in ruins. The president supposedly is safe, but the other public buildings, including the parliament building, basically their government, just wrecked. And also, and this is like a lifeline to these people, the main United Nations building in Port-au-Prince collapsed. And then, of course, you have people that were personnel, that were volunteering, people that were part of the whole peacekeeping squad that would be in that area. Some of them are not accounted for. At this point, you know, the UN has a 9,000-member peacekeeping force. That's how big it is in Haiti. Because they, if you remember, you go back to 2004, there was a wicked rebellion there. So the UN put more peacekeeping forces in that area. So they're saying at this point, one of the geophysicists was quoted as saying that it's the strongest earthquake since 1770, and of course, in modern times, what is now called Haiti. Remember in the, I want to say in the late 40s, I remember reading about this, they had an 8.1 quake that hit the Dominican Republic, and Haiti got a little bit of, you know, shaking as a result of that, or tremors. And then there was that tsunami that killed, because of that, that killed almost 2,000 people. So that's the other thing that you worry about. Nothing's happened in that regard. Of course, the U.S. is going to help Haiti, and they're sending whatever they can send. You know, all the land telephones and cell phones are down. You got about 2 million people in that major area. And as I mentioned, no way to tell. Humanitarian aid is on its way, but no way to tell at this point how many people have been killed in this quake. Awful, awful world news, certainly. So that's where we begin. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, of course, the name of the show. A little bit later in this show, the Daily Salute is back, and we had two great candidates for the Daily Salute. One involves rescuing a man drowning. Another involves returning some cash when the person could have just easily ran off with it and made hay. I mean, it was a pretty good chunk of change, but they were honest enough to try to find the people and get the money back to them. So two great Daily Salutes. We're going to split it. We don't usually do that, but in bringing this back this year in 2010, we're going to split it on this version of it anyway. Speaking of being split, there is obviously a big split in the Senate, as we know, or a little bit of a split anyway, over still health care reform and where are we headed with this. But in the meantime, what's become interesting is the Massachusetts Senate race is really becoming a proxy on the health bill. Now, this isn't a surprise. We certainly talked about this on ATN, month and a half ago. But who was going to succeed Senator Ted Kennedy? Again, they've turned it into this battle over the fate of health care overhaul, because it obviously would count, right? So this once would have been described as maybe a pedestrian contest between the Democrat Martha Coakley and the Republican Scott Brown has gotten really, really rough. And they're both putting themselves out there as the custodians of the Senate vote to determine the bill's fate. So they're both pushing on this one. The stakes that high for the Democrats, they're not ruling. They're not going to rule out taking as long as a month to certify the election results. So should Brown win, that would prevent a Republican from assuming the seat until the Senate completed its work on Kennedy's, what they're calling Kennedy's legislation. Politics as usual, and especially for Massachusetts. Coming up on the flip side, something completely different. We need something positive to talk about. If you have animals, especially dogs, and you got this cold weather, be careful when you take them out. We're going to talk about what you should do with your dogs in the cold weather. Stay with us.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
NBC's Conan O'Brien with the killer monologue the other day, and then I think the great kiss-off in an interesting note that he put together, sending it to NBC execs. So he goes rogue. We're going to let you hear a snippet of that coming up a little bit later this hour as we're knee-deep into a couple of different things here. I thought it'd be fun to talk about, as many of you can relate to having dogs. On this show, I've said it before, it was probably 2 years ago, I didn't grow up in a dog family because my brother was allergic, and I wanted to have a dog. And when we were picking out a dog, I didn't know much about breeds, and all of you just blew out the phone lines for days suggesting different kinds of dogs that would probably work well for me. And as you know, I got a golden retriever, Mahalo, who is now 11 months old. So we're learning as we go along. But some people don't realize, especially in areas where you don't normally have cold temperatures, that the dog gets cold. It's because you think in your head he's got fur, right? So twistedly sometimes, and I don't even think it's always on purpose, people leave their dogs out in the yard and they don't realize what they're doing to little Fido. So joining us here on America Tonight, hanging late with us, is Christy Hill Howard from Three Dog Bakery. And she's got some tips, I think, that some of you will find quite handy. Hey, Christy, how are you?
Good. How are you, Kate? Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm good. I walked the dog today, and today in I always say this, our mothership is in freezing cold Minneapolis, but I'm in Dallas, and today in Dallas was warmer temperatures, so it wasn't quite as bad. But I took Mahalo for a walk on a day where it was like 16 degrees, and boy, you could feel it. And sadly, when I was walking along, I counted the number of dogs that were out in yards, and they might have only been out for a short amount of time. But I think you heard what I said. Do you think people kind of have a disconnect sometimes on how long you can have a dog outside?
Absolutely. I think that people think, like you said, they have a fur coat, they're fine, dogs are from the wild. What people sometimes don't realize is that we've really domesticated the dogs that we have in the world today.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? So what would you say, what would be your rule of thumb on depending on the temperature with letting them out?
My rule of thumb is if you go outside with your dog, when you start to feel cold and need to come inside, your dog probably only has about 4 or 5 minutes longer than that that they should have to tolerate being outside. So if you're cold, chances are your dog's cold.
Yeah, oh, I agree. That's a good way to put it. A couple of minutes after that, because you can feel their fur feels, it starts to feel cold after that. Is there a difference between, I mean, there is some breeds, obviously, that could weather it a little bit more than others, though, right? I mean, versus a Chihuahua versus, like, my Golden Retriever.
Right, there is, but you also have to understand that our climate, dogs pretty much adjust to what we have, and we've been seeing some unseasonably cold weather here across the country, and a lot of the dogs, a lot of the breeds that are used to the cold weather, they haven't seen this kind of weather in their lifetime. Just because you have a husky doesn't necessarily mean that they can be out in the cold for the first time in their life, and, oh, well, they're a husky, they're fine. We've made them adjust to our temperature, to our way of life, and the pads of their feet get cold too.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Hey, the thing on the pads of their feet, I'm curious about that too. Somebody told me, and I know there's so many people in this audience that have dogs and can relate to this, whether they're a big breed or a small breed, that it's almost like a natural way for their nails to get clipped when they're walking, because if they're walking on pavement, that's what it does. It kind of grinds it down. Is that true?
That is true. If you walk your dog on a pavement on a consistent basis, they do tend to, it's almost like a natural file for them. That doesn't mean that you want to not check them and make sure that they are trimmed to a safe length.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. How about you, what kind of dogs, do you have dogs?
I have 5 English Mastiffs.
So you obviously like that. You like that breed. What drew you to that breed?
You know, we babysat one for a couple months, and I haven't looked back. They are just big, goofy, mellow, love everybody. And, you know, contrary, everybody thinks that they're big, wild, outdoor dogs. They're the biggest couch potatoes I think you could ever have.
Really? So that's great. I think that's part of it. I think what is it that you get, and I think you get a lot from a dog. I've learned that now in the last 11 months, but that would also depend, I think, on certain breeds too. There are some that, I guess, some breeds that are just a little bit more aloof. Is that the right way to say it? There's some breeds, right, that, Christy, that are aloof a little bit?
Absolutely. I think aloof is a wonderful, nice, kind way to describe a Mastiff.
There you go.
We have other words. You know, they're sometimes not the smartest breed. So I like aloof. I think I'm gonna use that going forward.
Exactly. That's the key. It's to be kinder and gentler as we move into the next year, because we're still really at the top of 2010. How'd you start Three Dog Bakery? What was the idea behind that?
Well, Three Dog Bakery has actually been around since 1989. It was started by two gentlemen in Kansas City, and I had been a customer of Three Dog Bakery for 12 years, and when we moved to Texas, I didn't have one, and I was having stuff shipped in, and they actually started franchising about a year and a half ago, so we bought the Dallas-Fort Worth market and opened up our first store, and we're looking for our second and third location right now.
Wow, so that means people really love their mutts and they want special things for them, right?
Absolutely. We're finding that people are staying home more in this economy and bonding more with their dog more than ever before.
Yeah. What of all the things that you sell product-wise, what is your, especially because you were a customer first, like you just described to us, what was your favorite thing?
It's kind of a tie. The baked goodies, we have an on-site, all-natural baked bakery in-house. We have an executive pastry chef, as well as we have a natural line of dog food, and it's a slow-baked, all-human-quality dog food that is just amazing, and it's been a lifesaver to my dogs.
Very cool. All right, everybody listening, I'll have to go check it out. It's www3dogdfw.com. Christy, thanks for joining us on the air.
Thank you. Have a great night.
All right, you too. And you heard what Christy had to say, that, and which is why I wanted her to talk about that, because I know so many people have the pooches. Of course, not you, Tomas, because we know how you feel about dogs. But for all the other people out there that have dogs and are concerned about, you know, when cold is too cold and all that other sort of stuff, I think she gave you some good advice there. If you're cold, wait just, you know, 3-4 minutes, and that's too much for your dog, and then that's it. So some tips for the animals. Really got under my skin when I was walking and I saw those dogs outside. I thought, wow, they got them. Wonder if they have them tied up in the yard. Crazy. All right, as I said, we're going to do the daily salute coming up on this show, and we had two of them. And speaking of weather, because there's been some strange, sad stories where people have fallen into lakes and rivers and whatnot and drown, actually. Sometimes, you know, it's that thing with the ice, depending on where you live, and it's not always somebody who can't swim. A lot of times it's just a freak accident, and sadly, in a couple of different places across the country, that those stories are being reported. It's not that people, you know, it's not that you don't know it. It's not that if you live in the Midwest and you get this cold spell and the lake is frozen and you go and whatever, or you're chasing somebody or something, or you lean over, it's not that you don't know it. It's that you just, I think, are so used to certain situations that you don't realize that, oh, maybe I shouldn't have leaned all the way out there and then fall in, and it's not as, the ice isn't as thick as you think it is. And that has happened recently in two areas where the people were absolutely aware of the caution around the water. So that's just a hint that relates to, as I mentioned before, what our daily salute is all about. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, the politics of inaction. Oh, we got a good one for you, as we're going to talk about the Supreme Court for a second. And also, we're going to talk about New Jersey actually okaying the medical marijuana bill. But ultimately, what does that mean? Does that mean more of the marijuana shops? And if you have a certain disease where you're allowed to get the medical marijuana, they're going to have them in South and Central and North Jersey? Or by this okaying the medical marijuana, in other words, they had some trepidations about how it was being doled out to those legislative people, I would say. Haven't you ever seen the television show Weeds? They show you the whole thing there. Stay with us. We'll be back in three.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305. Or heartandbody.com.
The Supreme Court in Washington. Hey, everybody. Kate hanging with you. Coast to coast and everywhere in between. You know, in talking about the Supreme Court this year, and of course now you have Sotomayor. She sits on the court. And you have a longtime Justice Scalia who, whenever he is asked about interpreting the, you know, foreign law, When you're consulting, whenever his colleagues on the bench, for example, are consulting foreign law to help actually interpret in some way the U.S. Constitution, he kind of bows out of that. He's well known for that. Kind of bows out of those kind of arguments. But this time around, earlier in the day, he jumped right in with both feet. And I think this is interesting because recently the David Goldman story where he finally got his son back, if you remember, from Brazil, that horrible international custody case, how awful that was and how long that dragged out, that I think brought more attention to the child abduction or child custody. You know, when one parent takes a kid, runs away with them some other place to another country without the parent's permission. So there's a lot of gray area there. The court, the Supreme Court, for the first time is taking a look at how we, how Americans, how our authorities handle the Hague Convention on Child Abduction, which is aimed at doing that, not letting a parent, you know, preventing them from taking the kid to another country without getting the permission with the from the other parent. So Scalia verbally just basically said the purpose of the treaty is to have everybody doing the same thing, and I think if it's a case of some ambiguity, we should try to go along with what seems to be the consensus in other countries that are signatories to the treaty. So that's interesting. He's basically saying follow the ball and what on what's happened with other people. For example, there's a British father who accused his estranged American wife of violating Chilean law and a court order in Chile by taking the son to Texas without his consent. The child was born in Hawaii, is 14, and now is a U.S. citizen. So the father asked an American court to order the child returned to Chile based on the treaty. The mother argued that she had exclusive custody of the boy and that the U.S. courts are powerless under the treaty to order his return. The a court in New Orleans agreed with her, a court of appeals agreed, but the high court is siding with the father, wow, is siding with this guy in Chile. Even though some on the bench are concerned that a decision in his favor in this case could lead to some brutal results in others, and I agree. Think of what that opens the door for, like the Goldman situation in Brazil. Now, his wife took the kid, ran to Brazil, remarried somebody, was having a child with the man, and the whole time David Goldman was fighting for his kid. And then she died in childbirth of the second child, and he still was fighting to get custody. And finally, a Brazilian court, after going through what their version of the appeals is, et cetera, let him have his son. But it took years for that to happen. So, you know, there's some interesting things. Think of this. And one of the justices pondered this. What if you have a kid that should be returned if you have the mother taking her daughter from a country where she would be forced to be raised under strict Islamic law or Sharia law? That's happened before. Remember the concern over the way girls or women are treated in some parts of the Middle East? That could absolutely set up a bad precedent. So now you're talking about the value of foreign law in our Supreme Court and the countless countries that have ruled on the child abduction treaty. There have been, you know this, you're scouring the news. I don't care if you get some news from the internet or paper or wherever. How many times has that come up? A bunch. I mean, I can remember as a kid, there was a famous story in New York where that happened. And the tug of war is some of the things that have happened are unbelievable. So that's wild that Scalia actually jumped up and decided to throw in his two cents. But in opening this door, I mean, he's right. The purpose of a treaty is really to have somebody on the same page. But if you've got that gray area, and then in some cases you're siding with the countries, especially with the Sharia law, because there's more of that than you can imagine. In New York City, they've had cases like that. Boy, there would be a lot of young girls that would be sent back to their fathers or back to family members in a strict Islamic household. So that's surprising, I think, in the way he weighed in. I'll be watching this with a close eye. The biggest thing, though, of course, and we all know this, it's the guns right argument that's coming up in March, but we still have a couple of months before that. That's going to be huge, to say the least. I can't wait to see how that all plays out because everybody's lining up their ducks right now. All right, I mentioned this, that marijuana you smell coming out of New Jersey, the legal kind anyway, is now New Jersey allowing medical marijuana. What it is chronically ill patients, right? Everybody gets that. They all have access to 2 ounces of marijuana a month. And this would make the state the 14th, actually, to allow this. the Democratic governor, John Corzine, supported that bill and probably will sign it before he leaves office, because he leaves office next week. Specifically, patients with cancer, AIDS, multiple sclerosis can buy that amount at a state-monitored dispensary. That's where you would get it. And, you know, supposedly it alleviates suffering, and there's no evidence that it increases, because the argument on the other side is, does it increase drug use, and, you know, would it, what does this do down the road? But if you're talking about terminally ill people, I mean, come on, I don't see how you block that. Somebody's dying of cancer, and it, to give them some comfort, I don't have any problem with the use of medical marijuana. It's just the slippery slope that it could become, I think, in some states. So Governor Chris Christie, who's a former federal prosecutor, supports the concept of the bill, but he's worried the same thing. He's worried about a loophole that might lead to some kind of an abuse of this. The concept of doing it, absolutely, but it's how it plays out. For example, and this has happened in some of these other 13 states, there's a provision that allows patients to grow marijuana, or it did, and in the case of New Jersey, they removed that. Also, and this is the thing, you just don't think about this, somebody's stoned, okay, so picture this. It's sad, cancer, whatever it is the person's suffering from, but let's say they're completely stoned and they're driving high. That wouldn't be good. Because then they get pulled over, and it's like a bad version of the Cheech and Chong movie. By the way, the other states that permit medical marijuana, Alaska, are you shocked? Of course not. California, Colorado, Hawaii, Maine, Michigan, Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington. And what will happen in Jersey is they issue these health cards that list it. They have registry cards so that they, you know, it's listed that they can use it, and they have to just specify what it is. Cancer and glaucoma, they have to demonstrate severe or chronic pain, seizures, muscle spasms, or whatever. And it's spreading. You wonder, with this legalized marijuana use, how far will it spread? New Jersey is a pretty liberal state, and then even with a governor that's Republican who's stepping in, you heard his concern, but he seems as though he would sign off of it. I don't think he'll get to that point, because I think Corzine will do it. Here's the interesting thing. In New Jersey, they were quick to also say they didn't want to duplicate California's, what they called California's liberal marijuana laws, that they say border on decriminalization of the drug. So, see, what they did in Jersey is they tried to find out what they could about other states and what they had problems with. So the Senate vote was 25-13. Previously, the Senate approved a less restrictive version, and they had to wait, you know, patients, et cetera, that testified. Somebody with multiple sclerosis who goes around in a scooter and has incredible amounts of pain testified. Somebody else who was dying from cancer testified. They listened to doctors, et cetera, and then made sure that they kind of sewed up that loophole so that it wouldn't happen. And I think it's a compassionate thing to do. You might disagree with me. Again, could be a slippery slope if you don't have your ducks in a row. In California, I swear, I've been in California in and around Los Angeles, where it smells like marijuana everywhere I go. And I'm not like in a drug den, so I don't know what that's about. But that's what they're talking about, that there somebody with a joint here and there, they're kind of loose with that. 800-259-5791. I think it's compassion. So somebody who's suffering the way they're suffering, if it's going to make them feel better and get through what they have to get through, then bravo for Jersey. And we're talking about 2 ounces a month, and they have everything in check, I think, with that. Speaking of being in check or not being in check, you can decide. This new poll just released today says that black optimism is on the rise, but Hispanics are a little bit concerned. What does that mean? I'll break it down for you in just a few.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
We're all over the place on this version of America Tonight. I love it. Instant water cooler buzz, right? So we've jumped from what happened in Haiti, sadly, talking about medical marijuana, New Jersey becoming the 14th state to say, okay, but we want to learn from the mistakes of some of the other states, and we're going to make sure there's no loopholes in this. So we see people running around the streets basically carrying 2 ounces and saying that it's for medical purposes. We go from that to the craziness of the Conan O'Brien thing. Normally, do I really care about what happens on late night tube? Well, I think some of the comedy is good out there. Some of it's cutting edge and it's funny. On nights off, I will watch some of it when I'm hanging out. I'll flip around a little bit, and I've watched Conan through the years, and some of the bits that he does I think are strong. I like his writing. I'll call it his ability to write. I think because he started as a writer, he did the Simpsons thing, he was involved with, what was it, Letterman's show, and he has a quick wit Cohen is like one of those guys. People just really either get him or they don't get him. So he's promised in his contract that he'll be the replacement. You know, like he'll step into the Tonight Show when Jay Leno's gone, and that's June of 2009. So if my math is correct, it's like, what, 7 months? And now all of a sudden, because it bombed having the Jay Leno show on at 10 o'clock, Conan finds himself in that awkward position where he's stuck in the middle. It's made for some very funny television, though, I think across the board on with late night hosts and with other people. Here's a little slice of what Conan said the other day in his monologue. Check this out.
Big local story. This weekend, no one was seriously hurt, but this is true. A 6.5 earthquake hit California. Did you know that? True story, yeah. The earthquake was so powerful, it knocked Jay Leno's show from 10 o'clock to 11:35. What the hell happened there? How do I get back here? Everybody now wants to know what my plans are. Everyone's asking me. All I can say is I plan to continue putting on a great show night after night while stealing as many office supplies as humanly possible. I'm going to rob the show blind. I've got 10 cartridges of toner in my pants right now. It's jammed down there. Winter Olympics are coming up. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. This is announced. This is true. NBC announced they expect to lose $200 million on the Winter Olympics next month. Yeah. Folks, is it just me, or is that story hilarious? Lose $200 million. For them, that's a big hit. So I think everybody wins. Now, as I mentioned, it's a very big story, I guess. NBC is shaking up its late-night lineup yet again. This is the plan. They want to move Jay Leno back to 11:35, and there are a lot of rumors about what I'm going to do. I've got a lot of options. I thought I'd share some of them with you right now. I could host the Tonight Show at 12:05. I could star in a Lifetime original movie about a woman trapped in an abusive relationship with her network. I could go to ABC and star in a male redhead version of Cougar Town called Red Wolf Village. I could host a show on BET called White All Night. Move to Fox and follow their hit 24 with a new show called 2405. Televise my own colonoscopy on the Bravo Channel on a show called Project Funway. Convince NBC to let me keep this time slot if I can gain 10 pounds of chin. Andy and I will become a team of wacky morning DJs called Big Red and the Booger. Pretend to put my son in a giant foil balloon and sit back and watch the offers come pouring in. Perform the show live every night from Zany's Comedy Club at 7:30 and 9:30. Half price drinks, you tell them. Coco sent you. Bring sanity back to NBC by hiring Gary Busey as head of programming. Leave television altogether and work in a classier business with better people like hardcore porn.
All right, funny stuff from Conan O'Brien. It's great, fair, or foul, I think, for this show. You can send me your 2 cents on it, americatonight.net. It's not all politics and our hair on fire every single second of the show. Sometimes you need to kick back and laugh at some good comedy. And I think he had some pretty good comedy. And basically, the rumor is that he stands to make $30 million, rather, from NBC if his show is replaced. If he is replaced on the Tonight Show or the show is canceled, doesn't that figure? So of course they try to get him to slide to 12:05, then they wouldn't have to worry about the $30 million payout. What he has said is he released a statement today, and he knocked his network's primetime ratings woes, which stem in part from the performance of Leno's new primetime show, and of course the Jay Leno show debuted after Leno gave up his 17-year stake in The Tonight Show to O'Brien. And a couple of things he said I thought that were clever in his note. He said, you know, it's my mistaken belief that, like my predecessor, I'd have the benefit of some time and, just as important, some degree of rating support from the primetime schedule. Building a lasting audience at 11:30 is impossible without both of those. Sadly, we were never given that chance. After only 7 months with my Tonight Show in its infancy, NBC has decided to react to their terrible difficulties in primetime by making a change in their long-established late-night schedule. Then he talked about growing up and watching Johnny Carson and getting the chance to sit in that chair meant everything to him, and his writers were working hard on it, and you know, he followed a long line of hosts that included Steve Allen and Jack Parr and Johnny Carson and, of course, Leno. And comics especially, for their careers, it was kind of a make-or-break thing to go on The Tonight Show, so that's part of what draws Conan O'Brien to it. NBC wants to move Leno out of primetime, like I mentioned, and to the 11:35 p.m. slot with a half-hour show, bumping Tonight to 12:05. And they're under pressure from the affiliate stations who say Leno's show is inadequate. It's not a good ratings lead-in for pretty lucrative local newscasts. Many of you are listening in Lexington, Kentucky, and that's the lead-in there, and on the NBC affiliate and in Illinois and everywhere else that we're broadcasting from. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So I say foul, boo-hoo to Jay Leno and to the NBC execs who pulled this fast one, I think, on Conan O'Brien. Putting him in 11:30 time slot for a half hour is ridiculous in the first place. It just doesn't make sense. If they were smart, Conan O'Brien can go, and Fox picks him up. And Rupert Murdoch's all about the money, so he would be a perfect fit. They don't have a show there. And he's one of those in-between guys. He can bust on both sides politically and talk about other things. So why not? Will they reach some sort of settlement? I don't know. And will they stop him from working another late-night show for a little bit of time? That could be. It's not settled, though, right now at this point. Isn't it interesting, Matt, you are a fan of Conan O'Brien like I am. And he really, we said this before, I really cry foul on this one. NBC made a big mistake with this, I think.
Yeah, and I think whoever's in charge at NBC, I forgot the guy's name. But putting Jay Leno at 9 was a bad move to begin with, and now their whole move to try to get him back in that slot after the local news, it's creating such a huge mess, and they got egg all over their faces. And I think Conan's probably going to end up at Fox or something, but it's making for entertaining TV right now from all the late-night shows. Conan's show, Dave Letterman, Craig Ferguson, Jimmy Fallon's had stuff about it too. So everyone's talking about it. It makes for great entertainment, and there's nothing better than having an employee who is mad at their employer, and you get it on film like it is happening with Conan O'Brien.
Exactly, and he's free to do that. At this point, they'll have to make some kind of a decision. I think he does fit Fox. You think of late-night shows in the past, Chevy Chase, it didn't work out. Joan Rivers, it didn't work out. They were some of the big failures for Fox. But I think Conan O'Brien would get a bump going over there. I think he would fit in with the audience, and he has loyal followers, and he's been able to shuffle them as he's been shuffled in the network. So I think Fox would be smart to pick him up if they can land him, but there's still a lot of things to be determined with that contract. All right, in the light of that situation, I would leave you with all of this. Keep taking, folks, the road less traveled. It's so much more interesting.